Welcome back to the Mark Steiner Show. I'm Imani Spence, a producer for the show, and I'm here with Brandon Weigel, blogs editor for City Paper. How are you today, Brandon?
Not too bad. How are you?
Pretty good. I know that we're recording this on the Tuesday after opening day, so you went to opening day and you wrote some piece about the history of Camden Yards.
Yeah, so Camden Yards turns 25 this year. It's a big anniversary, and they celebrated it 5 years ago and it turned 20. So I wanted to look at Camden Yards is known as the park that changed baseball, and that's true because a lot of stadiums were built after it that sort of borrowed design principles from it in terms of using retro-style architectural elements and also building near downtown. I also wanted to explore the way that a lot of these stadiums were built with public subsidy and how that affects local governments. And these deals were sold as, you know, being, they'd bring great impact, economic impact, and studies have shown that that's not the case. So kind of weighing those two ideas of how this is a great thing in terms of design and urban development and bringing people downtown, but how it doesn't produce the impact that it was sold with.
Yeah, and that's interesting because I know for me, I live in Waverly, and Memorial Stadium was right in Waverly on 33rd back in the day. And I've been reading a little bit more about the history of what happened when that stadium left that area and how it kind of shifted. So it's interesting to see that Camden Yards also has a little bit of history and how it was funded and how it was shifting around.
Right. So one of the other things in our issue is that we have a piece from 1989 talking to, I believe it's 1989, but talking with some of the bar owners around Memorial Stadium. And they're like, well, we don't really know what we're going to do because everyone came for games and now that is leaving.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's a change. And I know even like I've listened to some podcasts about that. So it's really cool. What other parks did you focus on to compare to Camden Yards?
Well, Camden Yards really sort of broke the mold, and a lot of parks that came after sort of followed it. So I think the only other things that you can look at before were the Chicago White Sox built a new Comiskey Park, and that was sort of just a newer stadium, and then that didn't really have the retro feel to it. And then there was Sky Dome, which was the first mall park, as they're known, has a hotel in it and all sorts of attractions.
Where is that?
In Toronto.
Oh, wow.
The home of Toronto Blue Jays. And so there really aren't, you can look at the ones that came after it. And something that's interesting is that so the Atlanta Braves had a stadium that was originally used for the 1996 Summer Olympics, and they just opened a new stadium this year. And then the Texas Rangers had a stadium that opened in 1994, I believe it was, and they're pushing for a new ballpark, which is going to be like a $1 billion complex or something like that. So that's another element to it, is there are stadiums that were built after Camden Yards, and the teams are already pushing for new ones, which is just kind of crazy.
Yeah, especially because I know that for me, my family's from Detroit, and I remember going to Comerica Park. And I don't know, compared to Camden Yards, how old Comerica Park is, but that, for my family at least, was like the new stadium.
Right.
It was like, this is a big deal. Like, oh my goodness, you know, I was born in 94, so I feel like Comerica Park was probably built in like the mid-80s, I would assume.
It was later. I think it was, it came after Camden Yards for sure. I think it maybe like the mid-90s.
Yeah, so okay, so maybe like as old as me, and people are still referring to Comerica Park, and Detroit is like, that's the new park.
Right, right. And that's the thing, the I talked with an official from the Maryland Stadium Authority, and he says he sees Oriole Park at Camden Yards as a 100-year facility, which is to say it could stand up for as long as Wrigley Field in Chicago or Fenway Park in Boston. And I think that's true of a lot of these ones that are newly built or have been built within the last couple decades. But the teams are finding new ways to generate revenues, which involves restaurants and shops and that sort of thing. So that's why they're pushing for new facilities, and which when they're using taxpayer money to do that, just seems kind of outrageous, like a waste. Especially, you know, here in Baltimore and Maryland at large, we're seeing how budget battles are playing out. So
yeah, and I can only imagine too, thinking about how these private institutions kind of you said that's going to bring more money to the city, et cetera, et cetera, but how much of the money that you pay for a ticket goes to the upkeep of a stadium? You know, like how does the money that you're already giving to this institution, these teams, funnel into sustaining their infrastructure? Mm-hmm. And is there a way that they can just tweak that to make it actually pay for itself instead of getting taxpayers to pay for a lot of it?
Right. So the way it works with Oriole Park at Camden Yards is that a percentage of the team's revenue gets contributed to the Maryland Stadium Authority, okay, which oversees both Oriole Park at Camden Yards and M&T Bank Stadium. In addition to that, there is a tax, 80% of which goes to the authority and then 20% of which goes to the city. So it's a little different for the Ravens because they have to pay to maintain the facility and the utilities of it. So they end up contributing a little more on a yearly basis than the Orioles do, even though the Orioles are using the stadium complex for 10 times as long. The money, there's a portion that goes to the city, but the state funded it primarily, and it will be paid off at 2021, in 2021, when the original lease is up. So it's been kind of a long period of time, certainly.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I love Camden Yards. I try and go every year. I always try and see like a Yankees Orioles game, a Nats Orioles game, and I have been. Since I've been to Camden Yards, I've been back to Comerica Park with my family, mm-hmm, and I haven't quite been to the Nats Stadium, yeah, but I always hear that Camden Yards is like, that's it.
Yeah.
Once it's you
one
get
of
there.
The best.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing, is it's one of my favorite places in the world. I love seeing a game there. I'm a huge baseball nut, and it's still amazing that it's stood the test of time the way it has. And I think that's kind of an interesting thing about it is, do I think Baltimore is better for having it? Yes. But do I think that, you know, it should have been built entirely with public money? And if they're looking to upgrade it, should public money be used then? That's a little bit trickier.
Yeah, a lot more areas of gray. Well, thanks so much for talking to us. I was speaking with Brandon Weigel, blogs editor for the City Paper, and I'm Imani Spence, producer for the Mark Steiner Show. And you can check out the latest issue of City Paper on the stands today. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our production assistant is Nadia Ramlagan. Our engineer is Andrea Melton, and our intern is Morgan State senior Michael Dixon. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. Please send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. If the podcast is Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. Your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.